503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming along, making a part of your listening day live from Portland. This is the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. You can email if you like. Look at that. I hit the post when I'm not even trying. It just sort of rolls out of me like a big rolling thing. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. So I'm not actually sure. Now, the world domination map, it was working this morning. It has been working for like the past week. Now, sometime like in the last hour, it somehow changed, and this link on my page is no longer working. The world domination map link is freaking out on me now. But I don't know why that's happened. But we'll look into it. Coming up this hour, CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten is going to talk to us about idiots being taken in by internet fraud. Later on, Scott Daly from filmfever.org is going to be here. We're going to be talking about that film. That film with the four-word, four-syllable title that's going to be the best goddamn thing that's ever played at any movie theater anywhere. Ever! Ever! And you know that I'm talking about it. You know what it is. You know that what I say is true. So we will be discussing that film later, and I think Unless they've altered it and it's no longer suitable for everybody, I might try to play the trailer later on. We'll also be counting down the top five Aerosmith songs you probably don't know because they never get played because KGON just insists on playing Sweet Emotion 5 million times a week. We'll get to that later on. Also, speaking of which, and I'm just going to read this real quickly, then we're going to do some emails, then we'll do the city desk, and then it's time for Stand Up for Steve in Vancouver. That's a brilliant idea.
How do you like that? See? I'm full of them.
No one heard you. So repeat what you just said.
It's open mic night.
We should completely do that. For you, Steve in Vancouver. We should completely do...
Are you going to call him?
Oh, yeah, not quite yet. No, we'll call him here in a few minutes. At 1:15, we'll do... We should completely do an open mic night here. Right here. Just to make it like 2 minutes. Yeah, he's all annoyed that we're not doing enough comedy.
We'd have listeners come in and do two-minute stand-up.
Yeah, we'll give it totally 2 minutes. That's a great idea. Do you hear that?
And we'll call it LOL.
That's funny.
I'm surprised there isn't a radio station actually called KLOL. Really, unless I put my foot down, I'm sure they'd probably, try to call this station that. Like, they'd probably already have the paperwork filed.
Uh-oh, they're listening.
K-L-O-L! Oh, and you can, and you can totally see it too with a bad Comic Sans font logo.
With a big mouth wide open and the big gapping teeth.
With a huge comic mouth. Yeah. You can already see some guy looking through a clip art CD-ROM trying to put together the logo for it. No, it's genius! Our research shows that it appeals strongly to our target demographic. I'm just going to read this real quickly. VH1 Classic. That's how you know you're old, by the way.
I watch it every day. I always have it on during dinner.
That's totally me. That's exactly me. I go home and, you know, and Lara still tries to, she still tries to keep up a little bit. She watches that MTV Hits channel. Uh-huh. Not me. I go right for the Metal Mania.
You need those blue chroma key videos from the 80s.
Completely. Where
the planets revolving around people while they're standing still.
Speaking of bad clip art. And those videos are all the same, by the way. It's always a bunch of dudes rocking on a street with bad mullets. And then they end with the freeze frame and the slow fade. That's how all of those videos, and it ends with a guy going like, yeah, and like giving his fist in the air, like Eddie Money style. Mm-hmm. And it freezes, yeah, and then it fades out. And you know, like copyright 94 Atlantic Recording Group at the bottom. That's how they all end. VH1 Classic will present a full hour of the English and German music videos for the 1984 hit 99 Luftballons by German rock group Nina. It's not a group, it's just one person. Isn't it Nina Hagen?
It's some chick.
The music video presentation to air, so this is how you know when to avoid your television, to air Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 o'clock, caps off the cable channel's pay-to-play for Hurricane Katrina relief. Aren't we over that? Aren't all those people? No,
they're long forgotten now.
I was going to say, isn't it about time for the government to pretend that never happened?
It doesn't matter how bad it is. It's always over in 2 weeks. Yes.
Wasn't there a tsunami that killed some people a while back? I seem to remember something about that.
And then there was another one in Australia, like yesterday.
Just faded away.
But Australia's not big enough for anybody to come.
Did you see that story this morning? There's a great story in CETA that people in Houston are tired of the refugees from Katrina, and they're trying to get the cops to kick them out of the state. Anyway, viewers can request one video to be played on VH1 Classic for every $25 donation. For a $35,000 donation, you can select an hour's worth of music videos from the 60s through the 90s. One viewer chose something a little different for his allotted hour, requesting continuous playing of 99 Luft Balloons, said VH1 spokeswoman Moira Wozniak. That's an unfortunate name. Mm-hmm. 99 Luft Balloons is a Cold War era protest song, blah, blah, blah. No one cares. So...
It was even bland back then.
It was a terrible song.
It was just a boring time killer.
This idea that somehow music was better in the past, by the way, is one of the more egregiously incorrect notions.
No.
Music was not better in the past. Music is, most of it's bad now, most of it's always been bad. They missed the obvious headline here of, more like 999 Luft Balloons. Ha, 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 ha. It's not the same with a Z.
No.
Ray, listen to this. Rick, I'll make some, this email says, I'll make some cheesy Z100 laser sound effects for you and send them to you if you want. I have a fancy synth at home that should do the trick. Any other sound effects you want. Yeah, okay. There you go. All right, well, let's, before we do the stand-up, let's hit the city desk. This is Tim Riley.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. Well, there's plenty more violence in Iraq, as one might expect. And, well, this hostage stuff is getting boring. Apparently, there's another one. After being held captive for 4 months, another hostage is heading back home.
One of the freed hostages has now left Iraq. Norman Kemba, the 74-year-old British peace activist, has been transported by British officials. It's not clear where exactly he has gone. We've learned some interesting details from members of his organization who met with him before he left Iraq. They say that he was relatively well-treated in captivity. Indeed, that his kidnappers provided medicine for him, bought, purchased on the local market.
That is kidnapping, except getting bored. Okay. Cat Missouri is a contender for the world's fattest feline. Iggy weighs more than 40 pounds. On the bathroom scale, he weighs 50. We took him out on the hog scale, and he weighed 46, said his owner, Joyce.
On the hog scale?
Yeah, well, they live in Missouri.
Okay.
Iggy stands 14 inches tall, measures nearly 40 inches from whisker to tail.
Are we really doing a charming animal story?
We are. And boasts,
did Sarah bring this from Coin this morning?
And boasts,
was this left over?
And boasts a 33-inch waistline. Why, he's bigger than most toddlers. He goes to 30 pounds of food each week. Iggy originally lived with Kirk's son, but the cat quickly outgrew his studio apartment. He's a waddler, not much for running, but he does try. Despite Iggy's girth, Joyce insists he's otherwise healthy and provides a whole lot of loving.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. What? Okay. All right. Thank you.
Meanwhile, NBC Universal is considering redeveloping a large part of its studio backlot into a mix of homes and shops. Apparently, they've hired an L.A.-based real estate investment group and another company to help plan the project. The film studio said it wants to create a long-term vision for its 400-acre property, which includes Universal Studios, its theme park, Universal Studios Hollywood, and the outdoor entertainment district, Universal City Walk.
If they want to make money, they should totally... See, this is another idea I got to give to Rube. They should totally just, for a fee, let you live in some of those units. They should build life-size, functioning versions. How great an idea is this? Life-size, functioning, livable versions of famous locations or homes from movies or television. And then let you live there. Remember that guy, I don't know where it was, there was some house, I think MTV did it, where they gave away the Simpsons house?
Yeah.
They built a house that was an exact life-size, like a real-life replica of the Simpsons house. And they did some kind of people bid on it, whatever. They totally ought to do that, where you could live in like, you could live in Amity from Jaws. You could live in that, Elwood Blues' apartment from the Blues Brothers or something. That's a genius idea. That's one of many genius ideas you're going to be hearing today in the Rick Emerson Show, because that's what we do. It's one of the reasons why Lisa Goddard has a secret little crush on me.
Isn't it time for a stand-up comedy break?
Let me read this email and then we'll do that.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. We have, this is from our good friend Todd the Corpse. Subject line, Lisa Goddard loves you. As a, everybody loves Rick. As a psychology minor, Rick, I often pick up on the subtle subtext of people's conversations, reading between the lines, so to speak. Here are some choice phrases that came out of Lisa Goddard's mouth today that I think point towards something perhaps a bit untoward. The following phrases were all uttered by Lisa Goddard while talking with you today. Fertile. Fudge brownies. Bond. Increase. Blowing. Size getting huge.
so large as to cause nervousness. Poking up on the radar. Sexy. And, of course, don't forget her happy clapping while saying good job to you. Lisa Goddard has a sort of Jennifer Grey dirty dancing thing going on. Anyway, what's the deal with you and CNN chicks? I don't know. It's a certain magic. But what did she call it? She called it an aura. Didn't she say that I had an aura?
Maybe we could use a little reverse speech and run that segment backwards.
Like if it, I believe she did say that she could sense my aura over the phone.
Huh.
That's to be confused with an orb.
This is like the complete disinterest on the part of Sarah. Huh. That's really something.
What? I don't know.
All right. Do we want to get Steve on the phone here? All right. Yeah. Here's his number.
Oh, you said that you'd call him.
I can't call out on this phone, though. Let me try. Hold on. Let me see if I can call out. No, I can't call out on this phone.
No.
I'm sorry. I hate to make you speak to the audience.
It's not the audience. It's the ones that are rude.
It's just Steve. Yeah. All right. So let me recap, though, for those who came in late, as they say in the Phantom. So if you didn't hear yesterday, here I was, trying to do a program, trying to enlighten the people, trying to entertain, trying to compel, trying to make the day go faster, trying to provide quality, comedic, humorous entertainment as only this program can.
Somebody didn't get it.
No, this guy calls in.
Sarah Dillon calling.
This guy Steve calls in.
No, it was your opinion. No, oh. we planned an entire session.
Listen, he's already defensive already.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang on.
All right. Is this Steve? All right. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there.
All right, so we were recapping. So yesterday I was doing this program, to the best of my ability, by the way, with all the gifts that God gave me, putting 110% of my effort into the show trying to entertain the people. And you called in and you expressed some, oh, call it displeasure. You were somewhat displeased with the programming direction that Johnson 970 AM has recently taken, because you did not appreciate the diminished presence of the stand-up comedy bits on the station. Am I accurate so far?
You're correct.
You felt like, while this program was moderately amusing, you really did enjoy the stand-up comedy, and you felt like there should be more of that.
Yeah, that's why I tune in.
All right, now, because you can never say that Rick Emerson does not care, because Rick Emerson does go the extra mile for his audience, I have now promised to provide for you a stand-up comedy bit. This is a stand-up comedy segment that I have created and devised, written, and will be performing solely and specifically for you, Stephen Vancouver, and other kindred spirits who are bemoaning the lack of comedy material on the station.
We're happy to hear it.
All right, are you ready?
Let's do it.
I'm going to put you back here on hold so you can hear it. All right. All right, so you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to back away from the microphone so I can recreate the comedy club ambience as though I was at Catch a Rising Star. All right, ready?
I don't. Can you hear yourself?
Yeah. Give me like a little like one of the station like mimic one of the station liner intros for me.
I've never listened to it.
I know we don't have any.
No, it's one of those things where they go like,
you know, Rick Emerson.
Oh, I think that's more Tim's department. Go for it, Tim.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, Rick Emerson with the cavalcade of comedy.
Yeah, I'm not much of a drug user, you know, but I have experimented. I wanted to see what it was like. Yeah, I guess you could say I was high curious. No, thank you. No. No, you know, I went and tried drugs. I tried some really odd things, though. I tried some odd combination to drugs, you know. And one time I mixed speed and geritol, and I was able to forget people's names twice as fast. No, I'm just kidding. No. Geritol, that's a great drug, geritol. They ought to just call it keeping grandpa alive so we can keep cashing his social security checks. You know what I'm talking about out there. Because everybody's got that grandpa, right? Everybody's got that grandpa that's really old. I mean, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love old people. They're great. Can we get some applause for the senior citizens here, everybody? Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, no, the senior citizens, they have no idea why anybody's clapping. They think it's VJ Day or something, right? Now, we've all got that one member of our family, though, that's been around forever, right? Like, you know, like my great-grandfather. My great-grandfather. Yeah, the insurance company, they just send him half a calendar. Eventually, they'll just start sending him one day at a time, right? Tuesday. Do you need Tuesday? We'll send you Tuesday. Yeah, boy, old people. Boy, at that age, too, you know, when they say feel the burn, they're talking about cremation, right? Well, at that age, you don't even have earning power. You know, you just have the earn. Yeah. Hey, about any married people here tonight? Married people anywhere? Married people, all right, yeah. And see, and I can tell you've been married for a while. Yeah, yeah, I can tell you've been the newly married people, they're still at home having sex. Yeah, the people who've been married for a while, they're like, you want to have sex? I don't know, isn't it two-for-one meatloaf night at Sizzler? Yeah, no, I'm married, though, I am. My wife's great, I met her in Salt Lake City. Yeah, my wife, she grew up Mormon, you know, so that's interesting. The other night, I told her I wanted to do it in a missionary position, so she got in a bicycle. With a polyester tie. Thank you. Utah's a strange place. Utah, or as I call it, a girl's gone mild. My wife, she's real liberated, though, my wife. For her anniversary, she said she wanted to go somewhere she'd never been. I said, well, the kitchen's right over there. No, thanks. You've been a great audience. Thank you. Thank you. Good night. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Cavalcade of Comedy. Stay tuned next to Fred Allen and Alice Faye and their special guest, Martha Ray.
All right. Hey, Steve?
Yes.
All right. So there you go.
Listen, your material was actually... You know, I didn't expect for you to really prepare and plan.
What? I don't go halfway, Steve. When Rick Emerson does something for the people, he does it to the best of his ability. How little you must think of me.
I was not disappointed. I really thought your material was good. Now here's my whole reason in calling you. Okay. You do that.
Uh-huh.
You mix in some Seinfeld, some Larry the Cable Guy, and Ellen DeGeneres, and you've got a great program.
You're not really Phil Hendry, are you? Are you really? Is this Mike Chase? Am I being wound up?
No, absolutely not.
All right. Well, Steve, so there you go. So I hope I was able to lighten your days a little bit.
Well, I have to tell you, I've got probably 30 or 40 people listening. I've probably quadrupled your audience because I've got about 40 mm-hmm. people listening to this in one day.
My
now imagine those 40
here,
people
yeah.
telling their yes. friends. I'm adding to your audience on a daily basis.
All right. Well, okay. Anyway, so there you go, Steve.
He's going to expect this every day now.
There's your comedy.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. There you go.
I'm not talking to him.
What do you want from my life? All right, so there you go. We'll take a break. We'll come back after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show, Life from Portland. Coming up, Gary Baumgarten in the top five, plus Scott Daly. You stay right there.
As a razor pressed to the music. Yes, and now that we stand, the fighter we fall. Together, we can stand tall. Brothers that try to work it out to get mad. Revolt, revise, realize they're super bad. Small tempers, small brothers, gonna
be radio. You know, I mean, thank you would have been nice.
I know, huh?
Like, Rick, I'm grateful that you took time to put together comedy for me, Steve, in Vancouver. Glad that you put in the effort. I appreciate the fact that you created something just for me, a single listener somewhere.
Some parents don't pass good manners on to their children.
I know, the one thing that he says when I call him is how he was mad that I was calling him rude. And then the first thing out of his mouth is rude.
I don't even think he thanked me.
He didn't.
But, you know, I put 6 whole minutes into creating this comedy routine. The best part is how he thought it was hilarious. The best... That really was worth the entire thing right there. It was worth the entire bit just to hear him say that he thought it was funny. But that if I added this with some Larry the Cable Guy bits, it'd be genius. Maybe if I just tried to drool a little while delivering my comedy. Actually, while writing the material, though, every so often, it's like my brain would try to assert itself and slip something clever or witty in, though, and I had to, like, beat it down, you know? It's like every so often, I'd start to write a joke that had some subtlety to it, or, like, a little bit of, you know, that had, a layer or texture, and I would have to go back and delete it. So, all right, there you go. There's to you, Steve McCoy. Is this Gary Baumgarten?
It is.
Well, let's get him. We'll get him in just one second. Let me get these two calls that are right here. And then I will get Gary Baumgarten from CNN Radio, who's going to talk about the people being scammed by people only slightly smarter than they are on the Internet. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg. How can I help you today?
Well, I just, you know, that was such a wonderful routine and his helpful suggestions. I thought that I would offer a couple of additional, besides Larry the Cable Guy, maybe Louis Anderson.
Yes, yes.
Some Elaine Boozler. Or Judy Tenuta, because, you know, nothing cries comedy like an accordion.
Now, this is my plant, Robert.
Yeah,
have turned her one joke. Yeah,
exactly.
Elaine Boozler is just a funny name, by the way. Elaine Boozler is a name you could say over and over again if you were high, and it would be the funniest thing you'd ever heard. Yeah.
Well, and oftentimes it was sometimes funnier than her act. Yeah. But,
and I got to get some Rita Rudner on here, too. That'll really...
Ah, yes, that'd be wonderful.
Set the ratings on fire. All right, thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right, do one more, then we'll talk to Gary Barmgan. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Rick, I opened up my second college edition of the American Heritage Dictionary, and under tool, it says, any handheld implement as a hammer, saw, or drill used to accomplish work, or a machine such as a lathe used to cut, or B, steed. And also, I'd like, you know, to mention that maybe it's those pre-recorded chuckleheads you have at the lead-in that are attracting these guys like flypaper. Get rid of, ditch the chucklehead.
Hey, that is not the kind of attitude that's going to keep KLOL broadcasting on the air.
Stop it. Okay. That is going to stick, and we're going to be stuck on KLOL.
So there is, and I'll tell you right now, there is some guy like over there in the promo department, KLOL, genius. No, it's fantastic. No, get the lawyers on it right now. We'll make it happen by the end of the week.
Hey, your routine was brilliant. I didn't laugh once.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
That's what it's all about.
That's it's about making listeners not laugh one at a time. All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. From CNN Radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten, we have brilliance coming to us from New York City. How are you, sir?
Do I need to be rude to you in order for you to do a routine for me?
It's a whole sordid tale.
I'm like top liver here. You've never done that for me. I feel jilted.
I'm sorry, Gary. Do you
want to do a little blurb for him?
Would you like me to craft some stand-up comedy just for you?
Sure, just for me.
All right, hold. Sarah, do you have the sound effects ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Okay, I'm going to back up from the microphone so you can get that comedy club ambience, okay?
All right.
Oh, yeah, I haven't had it easy, though. Boy, my family's really something. They trace my family roots back to a cesspool. Yeah. My family's kind of, you know, I don't want to say they're inbred, but it's not really a family. It's just sort of a family stump. Hey, any smokers here tonight? Do we have anybody who smokes out there? Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to cut back, actually. My wife and I were both. We tried to cut back and smoke. We had this deal that we're only going to smoke after sex. I got the same pack for the last 10 years. It's...
Okay, you've got to stop.
What bothers me, though, is my wife, she's up to 3 packs a day. Hello, can you hear me out there? All right, there you go. There you go, Gary.
That was pretty good. I feel the love now.
Yeah, well, I'm just doing what I can to keep the people moderately amused, Gary.
There you go.
doing what I can to get that mighty .1 share. So,
one laugh at a time.
Yeah. So, how are things in New York, Gary?
A little chilly today. A little chilly.
Okay.
I'm waiting for spring.
Let's move from bad stand-up to weather talk. And then later we can do tradio. We can try to get rid of somebody's couch.
Maybe they warm up and they start chasing wild coyotes.
Seriously. All right. Now, I know that you're talking about this email security thing. It seems like they've got to get covering the email security. And I know what you're talking about. Correct me if I'm wrong, because we're big internet users here. We're all over. I mean, we've talked about, you know, that we're all on the, you know, the MySpace and the Gmail and the websites and all that. And you're talking about these banners that I see everywhere online. And it's like, I wonder. How unbelievably stupid somebody has to be to fall for this. Where it's like the, you know, click Brad Pitt on the face and win an iPod. You know what I'm talking about? Everybody's seen those banners. You know, click here and you'll get like $9 million free. And they have you doing some story about people being scammed by this. And I never really thought that anybody was dumb enough to click on those.
Well, why else would they put them up if people weren't clicking on them?
I guess. I suppose that does make sense. That's what we call the king of queens theory.
Company, Washington, D.C.-based company. When you clicked on it and you gave your information, they took that information and they sold it to email marketeers.
who could have seen that coming?
All their private information they got flooded.
Yeah. And so these are people, are these like the same people that are taken in by that, dear sir, I am being held captive in a Nigerian, please give me $900 and I will, is that it?
Wait a minute, that's a scam?
Yes, yeah. I don't just get them from Nigeria now. I get them from Nigeria. I get them from Albania. Any place that ends in E-R. They're sending out all of those. And
apparently people do get scammed by that stuff.
I mean, clearly I'm in the wrong business. I mean, there are many things indicating that anyway. But the latest indication I'm in the wrong business is the fact that there are millions of people signing up for these getting taken in by these pop-up ads that are promising to give you, because what the most common one is that they give you a free iPod if you click it or whatever, right?
Right. This one was offering iPods, DVDs, and video games, and clearly, I don't know whether they gave any away, but it was obviously an attempt to take information, which they promised, because there was a privacy statement on there, we will not sell your information or divulge it to any other individual or organization. Well, they were. And so Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York State, decided, well, we're going to file suit on this, and he did. And he'll probably get some kind of a consent, a judgment or an agreement or something before this is through. That's been the pattern. He's been pretty good at fighting for consumers' rights, and this is just another avenue that he's been pursuing in as he tries to get publicity while he runs for governor of New York. But who cares?
Don't you just instinctively believe anything that you see online like that anyway?
Instinctively believe it?
Or instinctively disbelieving? Instinctively doubt anything?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, if it's too good to be true, then it's too good to be true, you know, and that's what you should think about. And I talked actually to a professor of technology at Stevens Institute of Technology in Hoboken, New Jersey, and she says, look, the real solution to this, besides trying to educate the public not to be a bunch of dummies and get taken in by this, is to find a way to encrypt information so that it can only be used once, and there are potentially technological solutions to this, so that when you send that information in, it can't be forwarded beyond the destination. So,
actually, if the government just sort of rolled out some, we're going to get people to not be dummies plan, I would actually, see, I wouldn't mind even increasing the amount of taxes I pay if they would just have that initiative. Bush vows to make...
You know, he wasn't talking about this, he was talking about Homeland Security, but Michael Chertoff was in New York yesterday, he was at the Council of Foreign Relations, and one of the things that he said that kind of resonated, and this doesn't take Homeland Security Department off the hook for the botched job that they did on Katrina, but he did say you can't protect all the people all the time in every occasion in the United States. And, you know, you can't protect people from themselves if you know, we have to take some responsibility for ourselves. That doesn't let these people off the hook, obviously. What they did, if as alleged by Spitzer, is true, it was clearly illegal and they should be paying for it. But at least it gives us an opportunity when he takes this kind of action to get them to highlight it so people are a little bit smarter about what they do and how they conduct themselves on the internet, because the internet can be, you know, very inviting, and it can provide you with a lot of excellent information, but can also be a very dangerous place, as we've discussed before.
And I never really, and also I've learned something new today. I've learned that there's actually a technology center in Hoboken, which is not really one of those things that I ever would have put together on my own. So,
well, that's a great institute of technology. I know a lot of kids that go there, you know, all the brainiacs. My kid is 18, and all of his brainiac friends are going to places like that.
All the kids will read my email. Gary Baumgarten.
Sure they are. I'm sure they are.
Gary Baumgarten, New York City. Have a good weekend, man. We'll talk to you soon.
There
you go. CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten. Rick, this email says, F Steve in Vancouver. F him. You went through all that trouble. Put together an amusing stand-up routine just for him, and he still says, well, if you had some Larry the Cable Guy, then you'd have something. Plus that comment about quadrupling your audience. F Steve, F him, F him, F him. Be faithful to the loyal listeners you've got. Don't go out of your way to appease from Vancouver. Okay, there you go. Thank you.
That's almost the exact same wording I used to describe him.
Yes, it is true. Our good friend, Nate emails in and says, Rick, you're funny. You're not Larry the Cable Guy funny, but you're funny-ish. You know, thank you. I appreciate that. Rick, I, for one, think you vastly improved the godforsaken station. I just wish that this old comedy thing would be ditched altogether. By the way, who the heck is Johnson anyway? P.S. F. Steve with a cavalcade of comedy fans, all 40 of them. Rick, thank you. And finally, we'll read this one. Rick, pleased to be telling us where Steve in Vancouver's show is on the radio. I'd like to listen to that. Signed, get her done, Steve. LOL.
Vancouver is unable to support any radio station. The one they had was moved downtown. It was unsuccessful there, so it was moved to Milwaukee.
Excellent.
Which is close to home if you live in Milwaukee.
And finally, Rick, don't let that no-talent ass clown harass you into getting what he wants. Tell Steve to go back to delivering pizzas on time since he's on the clock right now. Signed to the O-Man. Okay, there you go. Well, let's break. We'll come back with Tim Riley and the top five.
Can I throw away his phone number now? I never have to call him again.
Yes. I wish we had that shredder. We could actually just shred it right now in the air. It's 503. The funny thing is, he'll probably call later and want to talk to me in my role as program director. I'll have to be like, yes, we take all listener concerns seriously. No, thank you.
We put them in our public file. Which is open during regular business hours for your inspection.
We will give this due consideration, and we give each and every listener response the due weight that it deserves, because it's only through interaction with our target audience that we're able to better serve the public interest, convenience, and necessity, Steve. So, no, we really, no, thank you. We really, no, thank you, sir. No, no, thank you.
We are guardians of the airwaves.
We appreciate it. Back after this. Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com, by the way. Rick at RickEmerson.com. Coming up next hour, Scott Daly from FilmPeeper.org is going to be here. We're going to talk about the greatest film of all time. Four words, four syllables, one badass film. We'll be talking about that next hour. What else do we have coming up on next hour? Oh. Yes?
Hey, there's someone on the phone for you. Do you want a massage from a guy named Sean?
I'm sorry?
There's a guy named Sean who wants to massage you on the phone. And perhaps Tim and I as well.
Logically speaking, how can he massage me on the phone? And what do you mean, Tim and I as well?
No, he's on the phone, and I think he wants to rub
us
down.
He wants to massage you and I and Tim?
Yes.
What are
not
you talking
over the phone.
What are we talking about here?
This is a menage a trois.
Massage a trois.
This isn't Sean the engineer, is it?
I don't think so.
Sean the engineer is a sexy man,
oh,
but
boy.
I...
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, hold
it's
on.
Line two.
All right.
Well, let's have a chat.
Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Sean. This is actually the Sean who watched Reaching Stripes so I could go see Bigger Than Jesus.
Oh, I remember that. Okay, yeah, the horrible computer animated where it had David Spade singing doing rapping as a horsefly, right?
Yes.
And you went there. So it was a terrible film, and we needed somebody to watch to take a bullet for the team. That's a thing we ought to get back to doing, by the way. Paying, trading people swag or whatever, or giving pride to people who see films that we don't want to see. We did the same thing with Crossroads, the Britney film. We had that couple go see it. Okay, so yeah, you went to see Racing Stripes. In exchange for Bigger Than Jesus tickets.
Yes.
All right, and now...
Personally, I thought Bigger Than Jesus was worth it. I tried telling you that night, and you were like, you were kind of joking. You're like, no, nothing could be worth it. But, yeah, the show was awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate... Aw. Do we have the aw, Sarah? Do we have the...
Yes, we do.
Okay. Aww. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay. How can I help you today, Sean?
Well, I'm actually a licensed massage therapist, and despite the bizarre connotations that Sarah put on it,
putting any connotation. You said to massage all of us, right?
Yeah, but it's not like, you made it sound like...
It ain't like that, baby.
No, I didn't think you were soliciting anything else other than a massage.
You're not offering to give us a girlfriend experience?
No, happy endings,
no happy
at least
endings.
That happy.
All right. Moving on. What do you want, Sean? How can I help you today?
What I wanted to do was see if you guys wanted me, come down to the station and give you a chair massage, where basically you just sit down in this massage chair and then I just, do a massage on your back. And it's stress relieving and it's, nice.
Is this just because we're your pals?
Well, it's because I'm fans of your guys and I thought you might appreciate it.
Well, I would indeed appreciate it. I do like to feel the sweet, tender caresses of, or a massage, that too. Yes, so do you do that now? Is this what you do for a living?
Yeah,
and,
actually.
See, that seems like there's some serious money in that. Seems like massage is where there's some big money in massage.
It can be, actually. There can be, but you have to build a client base first.
Right.
Actually, right now, I was working at a Hollywood video, and I just got suspended by a jerk manager. who I did something silly, so rather than just tell me, give me a warning, she's like, oh God, I gotta talk to the district manager, because she's a moron, and then she suspended me. So
well, now you can, now you have to tell us what you did. You can't tell us all this and not tell us what it was. What was it?
It was, oh man, it was silly. Basically, okay, you ever go to Hollywood Video?
No, God no. No,
video store, and I don't know how.
Say hi? Of course not.
Okay, well, they...
Jesus.
Still better than Blockbuster, I think. But anyway.
Whatever you say. So anyway, what happened exactly?
Oh, so basically, if we, you ever go into stores and they have the two candy bars for $2 or two sodas for $2?
I'm just beginning to regret that. Yes, yes, okay.
Okay, so anyway, I wound up buying a couple myself. Because I wanted some, and because I didn't write, because it, I paid for it myself.
You were swindling the company out of candy, weren't you?
That's what they said, and it was like, no, I paid for it.
But you say it's a frame-up.
Yeah, well, she's an idiot, so...
Okay, well, you're almost certainly, getting yourself back in good with the company by calling her a moron on the radio. That's probably going to help you get that
job
back.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks today because that was the job that was primarily paying my rent for my wife and my child.
Logically, is that possible, working at Hollywood Video? Was it actually paying your rent for your wife and your child?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Well, rent for where we live, all not right. Rent for my wife and child. That would be Russia.
Logically speaking, I'm sorry?
I said not rent for my wife and child. That would be from Russia.
Why your wife? This whole phone call is just taken. This is an increasing series of bizarre left turns.
He has a mail order bride.
First, you wanted to massage us. Then you're working at Hollywood Video. Then you've stolen something. Then you haven't. Now you're being fired or you're quitting and your family's in Russia. Why are your wife and child in Russia?
Never mind. Never mind this whole thing.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh, your bad stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Like, basically got me, set me up for making bad jokes, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right. So there was actually just a bit of humor. So they're not actually in Russia.
Right.
Okay. My
wife and child, that would be something that you would see in Russia.
We have members of the audience who have gotten wives from Russia. That's the only reason I ask that is because we have actually had, there's several guys I know in the audience who have gotten, and I don't use the term mail order bride, but clearly that's what they are. There are guys in the audience who have gotten women in Russia, like through catalogs. So it's not like it's out of the question that that would be the case with you. All right, so... let's try to get back on the road here. So so you're going to be doing the massage thing, and that's going to be your livelihood?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you what. Drop me, you got my email. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Drop me an email.
Okay.
And we'll get in touch, and we'll make some sweet, tender caresses happen.
Okay.
All right.
And sorry about the whole weird phone call. I was trying to be sensical, so.
No, it's all good, Sean.
Okay.
All right. You enjoy the rest of your day.
I shall. And it's awesome that you're back on the radio.
Thank you.
And I was thinking for Steve,
yeah.
a slogan for the station that would work for him.
Uh-huh.
Okay, check this out. This station sucks. Turn it up.
Okay. All right. You should get back to massaging now.
Okay.
All right, there you go. That's Sean. All right, there you go. Oh, I just feel winded.
That call just took too much thought.
I'm just trying to, hack my way through the undergrowth. It was like a calculus problem. God, all right.
What were you doing?
We're getting all these... I'm now just a messenger from... giving email greetings to Steve. That's all it is. I'm just here to ferry messages to Steve in Vancouver. This is from Jake. To Steve. Hey, Steve, I guess until Rick plays two samples over each other or Tim reports the impregnating clown story again, the Rick Emerson Show just won't be up to your standards. F. Steve with Larry, the cable guy's camo hat after his 1,000th stand-up routine. All right, let's see. Rick, F. Steve with Matt. Since you're pandering to the audience, can you bring back the final bit at the end of the show where you say we are now entering the saddest part of the broadcasting day? It's good to hear you back on the air. That's Tim in Salem. Rick, now that the F. Matt has basically been retired, you should replace it with an F. Steve. That way our recorded comedy buff can be immortalized. All right, let's see. I have a question about the Hollywood Video massage dude. Is this the guy that lives under the steel bridge and chases pigeons? I'm not entirely sure. Oh, God. All right. I think we have to break here. I don't think we have time to do the top five. We're going to have to do it after we get back.
That's fine.
Okay. Bye.
I just don't know what's going on today. Hi, Rick Emerson. Show. Who's this?
It's Rob.
Hi, Rob. What?
I think that guy was higher than I am.
God damn. I just... The call started off so simply, if strangely. Do you want a massage?
No, it made absolute perfect sense to me. That's how I know he was loaded.
Okay. Yeah, I just... At a certain point, it became this sort of conversational malaise where I was just wandering through thickets of mosquito-filled woods with no machete, just trying to find out what the hell anybody was talking about.
Screw Steve.
Yeah, okay, thank you. There you go. That's rough. And then, of course, never mind. I'm not even going to read the rest of these. Let's break now.
Okay.
Breaking right now.
All right.
We come back. Improbably, we're gonna continue with the show. We will do the top five, and then Scott Daly will be stepping into the studio here from filmfever.org to talk about the greatest film of your lifetime. Four words, four syllables. You know what film I'm talking about. It opens soon. We'll be talking about it even sooner. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Don't go anywhere.